Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey. And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15.
Most people take notes and never come back to them. Notability helps keep your ideas, notes, recordings, and documents connected in one place, so it's easier to revisit what mattered when you need it. You can handwrite notes, type, annotate PDFs, and even record and transcribe lectures or meetings alongside your notes. Whether it's school, work, planning, or everyday life, Notability helps keep things organized and your thinking moving. Try Notability today at notability.com and use code LISTEN25 at checkout to get 25% off.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Saturday, May 16th. I'm your host, Jill Schlesinger, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Mark Tallercio. Hello, Mark Tallercio.
Hello, Jill. Soon we'll be seeing each other, not just hearing each other.
I know. So Mark and I, we've said like such great news, and it's really fun. So here's what's going on. Mark and I have been working together since 2009 when we were at the CBS News Broadcast Center. He was working in the radio division. I was doing the web and radio and TV at that time. And we got to know each other. We launched a show called Jill on Money, which was a radio show. And we launched the Jill on Money podcast. And then we launched this podcast, Money Watch. And this podcast is going to go through an iteration that's going to be really fun. We're going to continue to do the same thing, which is taking the mystery out of your financial life. However, Mark now gets his great dream come true. He is dying to do video. So we are going to transform this show into a video and audio show. Mark, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm always up for something new. Iteration number 3, I believe, of this podcast. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
So we're calling it Money Moves. We are adding video because we want to add just a little bit more of an audience participation part of this. Mark, if let's just say we don't get tons of people who want to come onto the air with showing their faces, talking about their financial trials and tribulations. I still think it would be fun just to do the video because people love seeing you. A number of people have said to me that when they're on the webinars, they can't believe how good looking Mark is. How about that, Mark?
I like that. I'll take it.
Exactly right. I mean, I think it's great. And so Mark wanted me to be on camera. So isn't it fun that I've now switched it up? Now he has to be on camera with me. So anyway, the show remains the same in that it's centered around you. So if you've got a financial question, if something's going on in your life, get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com. Click the contact us button, write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air, check the box. You may be invited to come on for audio or video. Mark, you have to put a new box that says audio and then video. We'll see what they pick.
I mean, we're not always going to have people that want to come on camera. Certainly not every episode. I'm shooting for, you know, if we're doing 2 a week, if we can get 4 a month on camera, I would sign up for that.
Yeah, that'd be great. So if you're not shy, then come on, just bring it, bring it. So today we are talking to Kristen, who joins us from the great state of Michigan. Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Hello. How are you both? Hey,
Kristen, if this had been on camera, would you do it?
I think so. I would need to a little bit advance notice, but yes.
Oh, you mean we wanted like doll yourself up a little?
Oh, maybe like comb my hair would be.
Okay, comb me. I agree. I look like heck right now. And also my apartment looks like a disaster area. So because I've gotten all this new equipment that's come in and it's not yet connected. Kristen, what is going on? What can we do for you?
So I have a couple of, or I had a few IUL accounts. These were put in place.
IUL, Index Universal Life. Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
Yes.
So for in the jargon, Index Universal Life. So let's just break this down a little for everybody listening. So there are two different kinds of life insurance. One is permanent. Universal life is one of those. Stays in place for your entire life. And if you pass away, whether it's right now or it's 40 years from now, there's a premium that you've been paying all along. It covers the cost of insurance. And there is actually an investment component of this. That's the index part of it. And whenever you die, whatever the face value is goes to your heirs. So Index Universal Life, you have more than one. How many?
I had three, but I surrendered two. They didn't have any loans on them, okay. And now I just have one. Okay. These were put in place when I was younger. I think the first two was before I was 18, and then this one that I still have was about 20 or 21. But these were done with a financial advisor at the time, and my mom is the owner, so I didn't know anything about these, and I've just learned really the details and how these work just within the past year.
So let's go back a couple of steps before we go to the actual product. How old are you, Kristen?
I'm 34.
Are you single, married, partnered?
I'm married.
How old is spouse?
32.
Kids, no kids?
We have one kid.
Okay. How old?
7.
Okay. Got it. Are you guys both working?
Yes.
How much is your total income?
About $240.
Tell us about the other stuff before we get to the Index Universal Life. What is going on? What do we need to know?
So we have a joint brokerage at about $100,000. And then we have also, I have an inherited IRA. That was about $230,000. Mm-hmm. And then we have an emergency fund. It's about $29,000 right now.
Okay.
We have a 529 for our daughter. It's at about $23,000. Mm-hmm. We do have our house. We have two homes technically. So we have a rental.
Well, let's do that. We'll do the primary first.
Primary right now, it's probably worth about $550. Mm-hmm. The mortgage outstanding is about $280.
Okay. What's the interest rate?
3.25.
Okay, great. And you like it. You want to stay there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Now the rental.
The rental, no mortgage on that one. It was my husband's before we got married. So we have a renter, a friend of his actually is renting, and he pays $1,800 a month.
And what's the house worth, would you guess?
Probably about $170,000.
Great.
What about retirement accounts?
At work? Yeah, I was going to go to that. So, you're both working. So how much have you each set aside and what type of accounts are they?
So my husband has a Roth IRA at about, I think it's at 35 right now. And then I also have a Roth IRA at about 23. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't have any other retirement accounts. I have a 401k at about 190 right now.
Okay. How much are you contributing into that?
I contribute a 10% Roth, and the company matches 10%.
Great. Wow. One for one? Like, holy smokes, that's great.
Yep.
Amazing. Congratulations on that. So you said the 190, is that mostly Roth then?
Right now it's pre-tax because I didn't know about the Roth until last year. So it's mostly pre-tax right now.
Okay. Still great.
Yeah.
So that's all the money you got so far, right?
So far. Yeah.
Okay, great. Now let's talk about this Index Universal Life Insurance policy, which sadly you've had to learn about. It's very convoluted, isn't it? It's so hard to unravel these things. So what is the face value? Like, what's the insurance amount in the IUL? If you were to pass away, what would someone get?
So I'm the owner. This one's a little weird. I'm the owner, but my mom is the insured. And
hold on a second. This is a policy on your mom's life?
Yeah, but I'm the owner.
Oh, okay. How old is your mom?
She's 71.
And who is paying for this? She is?
Well, no one. This is the weird part.
Okay. The cash value is paying for the insurance that's on that, the ongoing insurance.
Right.
I got you. What's the cash value?
Are you asking for the net cash surrender value?
Yeah, give me that one.
Okay. So that's 73,810.
73,810, as in $73,810.
Yes.
Does it say the amount of insurance that this was taken for originally?
Originally, she put in 104.5.
When was the policy taken out?
In 2012.
Is there, you just gave me a number that said net surrender value.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm wondering, there are no surrender charges remaining. We are now so far from that period of time. Are we talking about the net surrender value in terms of like costs to get out of this whole thing? And then there might be some tax implication or?
What? Right.
Yeah.
So okay. I asked the company, and because there's loans on this, there is a taxable gain of $33,391.
And that's your tax liability because you're the owner.
Correct.
Have you seen the disruptive brand coming out of Scandinavia lately? They're called DB Journey. And while they've been the go-to for Scandinavian adventurers for years, they are absolutely shaking up the industry right now with their new aluminum luggage. They first launched their award-winning Ram Work line back in 2022, but this month they've leveled up with the Ram Work Alu. This thing is a beast. It's the world's first infinitely repairable luggage made with entirely custom components. The first thing you notice is the aluminum construction with that custom center frame and edge frame. It just gives you that immediate feeling that this luggage is incredibly durable. When you're gliding through the airport, those ultra-silent Japanese Hinamoto wheels are so smooth and quiet, and the telescopic handle just glides in a way that makes you realize it's truly custom-made. It's even got a rivetless construction, so it's fully repairable, ensuring it's the last suitcase you'll ever need to buy. DB's Ramwork luggage is rarely discounted, but we now have an exclusive 15% discount code site-wide. Go to dbjourney.com and use the code MONEY15.
Most people take notes and never come back to them. Notability helps keep your ideas, notes, recordings, and documents connected in one place, so it's easier to revisit what mattered when you need it. You can handwrite notes, type, annotate PDFs, and even record and transcribe lectures or meetings alongside your notes. Whether it's school, work, planning, or everyday life, Notability helps keep things organized and your thinking moving. Try Notability today at notability.com and use code LISTEN25 at checkout to get 25% off.
How's mom doing?
She's great. General,
she's great?
Yeah.
Does she care about what you do with this policy?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. Are you inclined to get rid of this?
Yes, because this was opened because I inherited money from my grandfather. The advisor put this in this policy, and then I just found out about this, and I was just switched over as owner this past year. I didn't really know this existed and what was being done with it.
I see. Here's the question for you. Are you ready to blow out and pay some taxes or not?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am too. These policies are, as I said, complicated, convoluted. I think that just knowing that you're going to have this tax liability because you make good money together, but you guys make a lot of money, but you're already in the 24% bracket.
Right.
Okay. The highest bracket, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so adding... When you gave me the number of $240,000, was that inclusive of the rental income?
Yes.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
So, you know, I think that it's fine. I almost would prefer to just like, let's get out of this. You'll get that tax on that extra $33,391, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'll keep you in the 24% bracket, but you'll have the money. And then the question is what you do with the rest of the money. Do you put it into a brokerage account? Do you put it into the kids' 529 account? Like, how are you feeling about that? What's your priority right now?
Well, I'd kind of like to split it up, like put a little bit maybe into the 529 and then put the rest in our brokerage. My husband's keen on retiring at 50. So he likes the flexibility of the brokerage account. So yeah. we're really trying to, we only got married last year. So we're trying to up that brokerage account as quickly as we can.
Got it. Tell me a little bit about like the kids 529. Are you putting money in there on an ongoing basis right now or not?
Yes. So about like a couple thousand a year. So just like a one-time payment.
Yeah.
Goal is like when we get the child refund, you know, tax refund back, we just put that back into her fund.
Should we split it equally? Should we say, like, for all intents and purposes, there's 30, let's just say 30 grand. Should we do 15 and 15? Or do you want to weight it more towards the brokerage?
Probably weight it a little bit towards the brokerage.
Well, you tell me, what do you want to do? You just do whatever you want to do.
Probably towards the brokerage, because okay. I'm not too worried about my daughter, because I know my parents will help with her as she gets older. And I just got a raise this year, so I haven't done the calculations yet.
I think it's a great opportunity to kind of jumpstart things. So even if you just said, like, you don't have to worry about your credit, but you could even say, like, let's just put a couple grand in right now, or let's put $5,000 into that now. Let's not worry about it. Let's see how the cash flow looks, and then put the rest of the money into the brokerage account. And mentioned your inherited IRA, is when did the person pass away from whom you inherited this IRA?
That was, I think it was 2014.
Okay. So you're still just kind of dribbling it out.
Yes. Yep. Okay. The minimum each year.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone listening, you know, if you've died after a certain date, you have only 10 years to get the money out if you're not the spouse, but you know, this is a different situation because it's before the tax law changed. So I think that getting out of that policy probably makes sense. You've been very smart in that it's like a bitter pill to swallow. It's I in some respects, I wish you didn't have to pay the tax. On the other hand, you know what? You're going to get a lot of money and you're going to get a big chunk of money. Right. And are you managing that brokerage account yourself?
Yes. It's very basic ETFs.
Okay. So, you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, we're very boring investors, as my husband says.
I like that. And you're not going to pay off your house with this money, are you?
No.
Okay, good. And what about the rental property? Are you going to keep it? Do you think you'll sell it? What do you think?
We're not sure. I mean, if his friend ends up living there for a while, which we see him possibly doing, you know, we'll probably keep it. There's been no maintenance on it. Oh. I mean,
so it's kind of like free money.
Kind of, yeah. So it's been very, very nice.
That's great. Now, so do you guys have your estate documents done?
We do, yes.
All right. She was like, yes, I do.
Yes.
And anything else? Your husband's going to, I'm just looking at the future. Was there any pension? I forgot to ask for either of you.
No, no pensions.
Okay. But you're in great shape. Mark, don't you think they're in really good shape? Kristen and her husband, sounds like they've done a pretty awesome job here.
Yeah, and they're so young. I mean, this call is just a perfect example of why we generally tell people to avoid these products. It's just talking through it's so confusing.
It really is. I mean, it's funny, you've probably got a crash course in it, but when you look at the actual documentation, isn't it dizzying? It's usually like 150-page prospectus. It's crazy, right?
It's also heartbreaking because, you know, I had AI do the calculations if that money would have gone into like a basic ETF.
Oh, no. Why did you do that? You really wanted to hurt yourself, didn't you?
It broke my heart, you know, so...
I was just saying to Mark, I can't believe you, right before we came on the air, I told Mark I was having Claude do a calculation on an amortization schedule. I'm like, man, that was like really good. But it's terrible, Kristen, to go through that. But you are in such good shape. Thankfully, it didn't really harm you.
Right.
And you know what? Your mom probably was in a situation where someone gave her a hard sell. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay. You know, because who knows? These products are like they're very compelling, especially like at a transaction, as a transition moment, right? Meaning like, oh, don't you want to protect Kristen? She's going to get this money. She's 20 years old. You know, we want to make sure that she's taken care of. This will take care of her, blah, 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 blah. And so your mom's like, okay. And
yes,
I guess it's better than, you know, sitting in a bank account and there was some action on this. So let's get out of it. Let's clean things up and you move on. But you're in great shape. You're in totally great shape. You know, it'll be interesting to see kind of like, you know, your guys are so young, but like you just, your money is going to keep growing and growing. And it sounds to me like you're just living well below your means. So you're in really good shape. If your husband wants to retire at 50, then God bless him. You may decide for yourself that you want something early, but we can like test that later. But for now, I think you're in really good shape. You guys have done a great job.
That's great to hear. Yeah. And one more thing for this product. We were sold on it. The lingo is tax-free. You can take out money tax-free and loans. So that's the thing that I was drawn towards.
Because
so
they don't mean
confusing.
They don't mean tax-free. What they mean is it's tax advantaged and you can borrow out of the policy, right? There's no tax event when you borrow, but it is a very complicated system in place. And the more important part is any accumulated gains once the policy, once you know the you want to get the money out, if you want to like get rid of this policy, that's what happens is that people are like, oh, I've converted all this capital gain into ordinary income. That's the real downside of these policies. And as soon as, look, I used to sell these policies way back when I was first a financial planner, these were interesting policies because the capital gains rate was basically whatever your ordinary tax bracket was. So now that we have capital gains rates down at 0, 15, 20, 23.8, it doesn't make these products very appealing. And that's the real downside.
Right.
Well, you're getting out.
It's going to be okay. So.
All right. If you are like Kristen and you've got some old product somehow cooking around in your life, get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note. And you know what? It doesn't matter the why. If you just got one of these things and you just want to try to unravel it, that's the more important issue. We can help you out. Again, jillonmoney.com, contact us, click that contact us button. And then, of course, when you want to come on the air, it's so good, especially with these complicated products, to come on the air and talk to us. So do that. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of the program. He is also the king of the website, jillonmoney.com. We ask that you do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
They're completely cut off from the outside world.
A new Paramount Plus documentary.
The narrative is we are a cult.
No, I'm doing this out of my own free will.
Gives unprecedented access to Gloria Vale, the controversial closed society in New Zealand.
38 charges of sexually offending children.
Wrong things have occurred. They do not define who we are.
Can't you just accept the fact that I love my life?
I need to destroy them.
Devotion, obedience or betrayal. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.